And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket. Dave, I want to ask you about something that needs no explanation. I just want your reaction to it. I'm going to say two words. Graham Plattner.
Soon to be, I believe, forgotten. Let's put it gone, but maybe not forgotten. Things have been on edge with him for a long time. And finally, to mix metaphors, the straw that broke the camel's back hit. One woman came out and detailed how he allegedly raped her. And then one of the previous accusers came out with some more salacious details of his trying to trick her by secretly removing his condom when they were engaged in romantic activity. The questions were, how did he get this far? Sort of the Nazi tattoo wasn't enough. The allegations of previous women weren't enough. The drunkenness wasn't enough. But this popped up. And that we'll have to see how the Democrats in Maine react in terms of finding a new candidate. Because that seat, that Susan Collins seat, is a must-win for them if they're going to change the makeup of the Senate.
So what's the lesson?
The lesson is that we're living in a crazy time with politics. The people who never should be running are running, and who, even though they're running, they should never get elected. But they're running. I mean, we've got two other examples on the GOP side. Well, we have more, but two prominent ones. We have Ken Paxton down in Texas, who apparently right now is on a European vacation with his mistress, or alleged mistress, is in the process of a divorce, has had all sorts of accusations and charges against him, and still got nominated.
He was impeached by the Republican legislature.
Yes,
but he wasn't convicted. He wasn't convicted, but he was impeached by them.
Yeah. Once again, the Republicans had a chance to do an impeachment or to find guilt in an impeachment and get rid of somebody, and they failed.
Yeah.
And then we have this guy in Colorado, Victor Marx.
He's their newly crowned governor candidate.
Yes. Got a couple hundred thousand votes.
He got 208,000 votes. It's incredible. Tell something about this guy.
Him killing someone when he was a young boy.
Seven.
Yeah.
His stepfather told him to kill someone, and he killed him when he was seven, he says.
Yeah. That reminds me of that old song about Davy Crockett. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Yeah, right.
This guy
was modest. He was seven.
He was seven.
Right.
He does what, exorcisms?
On the phone.
Yeah.
You have a dial-in exorcism. It's really terrific. It's wonderful. It's the merging of superstition and science. What could be better?
He
claims to have been on 150 missions around the world rescuing women who were being abused and children who were being abused. 150.
I bet he can't name a single one of them.
No, he can't. He won't. He won't.
He won't. He respects their privacy.
Right. Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about mixing things with science. We've known for a long time that science is in peril in the Trump administration, and we've had what I guess you called chickens coming home to roost.
Yeah.
Over a whole number of subjects. A couple weeks ago, we had that that worm in down in Texas that eats flesh, and it's gotten there because the Doge people removed the funding to monitor it, fight it, and now we have this virus going around, this infectious disease going around, making people very sick, stomach virus type of thing. And we found out that RFK Jr. had disbanded the infectious disease program in the Center for Disease Control.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We had those things, and then we wound up with, even when they come up with things, they're science, they're statistics. We have the beef exports.
Oh, where are they? Statistics, how wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, why don't you talk about that one?
Well, a week ago, the Agriculture Department trumpeting their great success in exporting agricultural goods, claimed a certain number of beef, amount of, certain, 10,000, 20,000, whatever number of tons of beef exports. This week, they had to reduce that number by 90%. They said they were wrong. They were given wrong information. The fact of the matter is that Elon Musk laid off all the people who, or most of the people, who collect the data for the reports. Now, this is not just an academic matter for reports. Markets depend on these reports. Trading is done on the basis of these reports. Prices get set on the basis of these reports. Plans are made based on the income that is allegedly going to be derived from, as revealed by these reports. This has very important economic significance. But they, instead of having a plus whatever, it was a 500% increase. Can you imagine this? Month over month. And it turned out to be 90% wrong. They had to retract it.
Only 90%.
In fact, the number barely reached what it usually is. There's no increase that Trump was able to get. And the reason why? Because China did not buy the beef. They were expecting to sell a lot of beef to China, and China didn't buy it. Now, could it possibly be that China doesn't feel motivated to buy American beef because they can buy it from Brazil?
Or someplace else, or that they,
they're
not happy with the sanctions?
Whatever.
But, of course, this doesn't really instill confidence in American reporting on things.
Oh no! But Trump told you in his first term that if you don't test, you don't have disease. Of course, nothing shows up as a result of the test that you didn't do. Right.
Right. So, which is the simple way to do it.
Yeah. Perfect.
See nothing.
Don't. Right. But just say what you want. Just say what you want. You can make wars that way. You can say, I'll bomb you out of existence if you don't do exactly what I tell you, exactly the way I want you to do it. And then it turns out the guy doesn't get bombed out of existence because you can't do it. And he doesn't do exactly what you want in the way that you want him to do it. And now you don't know what to do because you're a horse's ass, essentially. Well, that's our president. That's his whole, it's his whole group.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's all a grift. It's all PR.
But with real bad, terrible consequences. I mean, when they cut, the CDC this week announced that they were cutting a whole bunch of grants that were up for, reappropriation, they weren't going to do it. Well, as it turns out, these were for HIV treatments, and it turns out that nearly 9 million patients who are getting treated through these grants throughout the world will now not get treated and will have no other place to get the treatment. And therefore, that's a potential 9 million deaths. Now, that's not incompetence. That's savagery. That's brutality. Yeah. That's bestiality.
Yeah, but of course, it's with people that he doesn't really care about.
No, they're in shithole countries.
Disposable people.
They're subhuman. Right. Doge's doing. That's Stephen Miller's doing. That's Robert Kennedy's doing.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I don't know if you saw late in the week, the Justice Department swore in 100 new assistant U.S. attorneys.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, when you looked at it, at the group, there was a conspicuous a number of certain ethnic groups, you know, missing, mainly people of color.
You mean it was an all-white group?
Essentially, yeah.
But I'm sure it was an integrated group. You just didn't notice. Tall people, short people.
Yeah, that was one of the reactions, you know. Yeah. We had tall white people, short white people, white people with glasses, white people without glasses.
Exactly.
You know, the whole thing, the DEI type of thing.
Right.
Diversity.
That's right. And who are these people? Are they even competent? Do they have the kind of experience that previous hires had? Yeah. Who knows? You got to imagine that they don't, because the people picking them aren't picking them for competence. They're picking who they can get.
Yeah, they're picking for loyalty. By the way, we're about to have a hearing on Todd Blanche to see if, you know, to be approved as attorney general rather than acting attorney general.
Is it a chance that he won't get approved?
Probably an outside chance. You know, Trump's going to pull out all the stops on that one, because he can't afford to lose, you know, the embarrassment of losing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know, even when he loses, he refuses to acknowledge that he loses. He's asked the Supreme Court, which made two definitive decisions. You know, the Supreme Court is the end of the line in terms of appeals. He's asked them to review again the E. Jean Carroll verdict of $5 million, which, by the way, got paid out this week because the district judge said, you know, you've got a final determination and we're going to release the money.
And then did they release it? Yeah.
From what I understand, they transferred the money to Ms. Carroll's attorney's accounts.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Probably their escrow account.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's asking them to again hear the birthright citizenship case.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah. I'm sure.
Right.
But that never happens, right? They never review their cases, their decision, do they?
They never review, unless there's something that comes up that is, you know, blatantly wrong. If they find out something and information, but that's so rare. Otherwise, no. When they, you know, when it's a final decision, it's a final decision. But this is another piece of insight into Donald Trump's psyche, that he will not accept decisions that he does not agree with or that he loses. He cannot say, I lost. Right. You know, it's a very, very, psychological point and part of the sickness of his personality.
But meanwhile, he's winning in terms of the coming election. You know, the gerrymandering, just take a look at the gerrymandering. It appears that that when it all is said and done, the Republicans may pick up 10 seats that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. Wouldn't have had. 10 seats is a big load to overcome.
Well, we're going to see.
Yeah, of course we'll see. Of course we'll see. But the point is, he's the one who rigs the elections after he runs all over the place yelling about how the elections are rigged. How does he know it? He's rigged them.
Well, yeah. He's fired now because of the last Supreme Court decision in the Slaughter case. He's fired the federal election commissioners.
Well,
so that they cannot do anything. They can't give guidance. They can't review anything. And this is a prelude to what we expect them to do in November, that they're going to claim that the election was, wherever the Republicans lose, the election was rigged against them. And they're going to say that they shouldn't certify these elections. And they're going to go to Mike Johnson and say, don't seat these people. Don't seat these people.
I imagine that they'll try to come up with some scheme in which they can postpone elections here or there altogether.
That may be true as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they may say, well, we don't have an election commission, so we can't have elections.
Yeah, exactly.
The detail that they fired them, who knows?
They'll be telling the truth.
Yeah. Now, did you see the thing where they found out a few pieces of fraud that I forget which state it was in, that the three...
I think it was Florida.
Florida, yeah. Republican officials sent out phony election guides.
Yeah.
That mimicked the real election guides.
Right.
To the people. I mean, there have been tricks before. I mean, you'd get people calling up potential voters and say, don't worry about voting Tuesday. If you can't do it Wednesday, you can do it. You know, things like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's in the thing. And then they found, we'll get back to Ken Paxton. What, he voted six times not in his proper district or something?
He voted from an address. He claimed to live in a certain place, and he voted in the district where that place is located. And he did that six times, but he doesn't live there. He lives someplace else altogether. Now, if you did that, you get arrested. That is the kind of fraud Trump is talking about.
But, of course, they're...
I don't think Paxton's going to get arrested.
No. No, they won't. That's the thing. The Justice Department won't do its job.
But the thing is, this is six times. Six times. That's 6 years.
You do it once, you might as well do it again and again and again.
Right, exactly. You got away with it.
Yeah, I mean, and there's other instances in almost every one of these things where they find out fraud. It's being perpetrated by Republicans.
I want to go back to Graham Plattner for a moment.
Yeah, yeah. We should.
I blame the Democratic Party. I think this is inevitable when you have an organization run the way the Democrats and the Republicans run their organizations, where anybody can become a candidate if he can raise the money. And that's all it takes. I don't think anybody should run, and I don't think parties ought to exist unless they do things in the community, and the people that are involved in running afterwards are people who have a history of doing things in their communities. You should be responsible to a body of people, and the organization should be responsible to a body of people, and not be just a franchise with a automatic spot on the electoral, on the ballot, which is what the Democrats and the Republicans are. By law, they have a spot on the ballot. So basically, anybody who can, muscle in gets whatever he gets, gets on the ballot. And people are by habit, they vote either Republican or Democrat. Third parties almost never make any impact in the actual election. But I think that the system is a rotten system, and it's bound to turn up people like Oz, Dr. Oz, or Graham Platner, or any other, or Kennedy in New York, that fella, the grandson, who you know, wanted to be, Schlossberg, who wanted to be a congressman. Being a public servant ought not to be a hobby. You ought to earn it, and you ought to earn it by civil service prior to getting that designation. First of all, so you know what you're talking about, you know the problems that you're going to be dealing with, and you have an allegiance to the people, and you have a responsibility to the people. And the people know you and have a way to influence you. If you can just come in and buy your way in, that's not good. That's terrible. And you end up with the Grand Platners of the world. So then Platner took advantage. I'm not even sure Platner took advantage of it. Some consultant put him up to it. Three consultants actually met him and talked him into it. It's a rotten system. That is not a good government. Nobody can claim to be interested in good government and support that kind of an approach. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, he claimed to have gone to the School of Hard Knocks.
That's not good enough.
Military, he had military service.
So what? I'd rather that he had service acting as a, I don't know, rent counselor or, you know, a drug counselor or somebody working in a neighborhood. He wanted to be a senator. He should have been doing something in Maine, dealing with the problems of people in Maine. And with some years behind him, with a resume behind him. Then you say, oh, this guy is an upstanding guy. He's got the right values and he knows these kinds of problems. People have confidence in him and he earned it. Instead, you get this guy who talked good and for all I know, he's a wonderful guy. So what? There are a lot of wonderful people in this country.
I'm not sure he's such a wonderful guy.
But supposing he is. Being wonderful is not why you're being elected. You're being elected because you're going to be a reliable spokesman for the people you represent.
Well, now you're making a case for universal service.
I am. That's right.
I've thought of that. That should be. There is this criticism of Richard Nixon when he did away with the draft, but. There's more than military that you can serve. Certainly,
FDR. The teachers. How about the teachers, right?
Well, yeah. Well, what is it? Teach for America?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. FDR with the CCC.
And there was the Jack Kennedy with the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
Those things. You don't have to go into the military. Of course, the libertarians would say you shouldn't make us into slaves doing things that we don't want to do. We want to go out and make money quickly at 18 or whatever. But I've even heard of remedies for that, saying that if you have some sort of a, I don't know if you call it a conscientious objection, philosophical objection to doing government service, then we'll allow you there, but you won't get any government assistance.
Yeah, you can't work for that. You can't be a representative of the people if you don't want to serve the people.
Well, not just that. You can't get an FHA loan. You can't get a student loan. You can't get other things. If you own a or if you have a disaster and FEMA comes in, you can't get FEMA.
In other words, you're going to turn them into rogue elephants.
Well, you're saying you don't believe in government, we'll make sure that you don't do what Ayn Rand did, who railed against government and then lived at the end of her life off Social Security and Medicare.
You won me over. I agree with you. You don't want to help. You don't want to help out the people. Fantastic. The people don't want to help you. Go do your thing. You're exactly right. No loans, no mortgages, right?
Yeah, no FA. Yeah, that's it. No Ginny Mae or
Fannie Mae, nothing.
Fannie Mae, none of that. Right. None of that, because that's socialism.
That's right. Don't bid on government contracts.
Right. Right.
Make your way. Do your thing.
No small business.
Right. That's right.
Loans.
And they shouldn't complain. They should welcome that.
Right. We're just reinforcing your philosophy.
That's right. We don't want to undermine your point of view.
Right.
By helping you.
That's it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, in any case, I think that the parties, forget the Republicans. I know they're not going to do this, but I think that for the Democrats, that should be the test. People should earn their right to be a candidate. And you don't get that by getting 10 signatures on a petition because you woke up one morning and said, "Ooh, why don't I do this?" You know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But, we've got big problems in this country, and you need people who know how to solve them and aren't interested in just the grift for everything. And what was it we found out within the last 2 weeks, how many people lost money on Trump's crypto stuff?
1 million investors lost $3.8 billion, but Trump made $1.4 billion.
Now, this is...
From the same group.
But this is the thing that the Republicans complain about, transferring wealth. Well, they've transferred wealth from a million people to one family.
Right. That's right. And maybe not even the family. Maybe just him. Who knows?
Yeah, well... Him, yeah.
Because Eric lost $600 million last week.
Yeah, well, with the last several weeks.
Well, it was revealed last week that he lost. The stock declined 95%. So was worth $600 million. Why should he have had $600 million anyway?
You invest with them, and look at the benefits you get. You get pardons if you're a fraudster, right?
Right. Yeah.
You get no bid contracts if you're working on swimming pools or reflecting pools.
Right.
You get all sorts of goodies.
That's right. Well, the chickens came home to roost.
First.
For a lot of fraudsters this week.
Yep.
Whether it was Eric Trump or Grant Plattner or whoever. Well, it remains to be seen how this guy Marks and Victor Marks out in Colorado is going to fare. I can't imagine that the Democrats will lose the election for governor behind that guy as a Republican, as the opposition.
Don't forget what the Democrats did is they voted against Senator Bennett for the gubernatorial nomination and voted for the Attorney General over there.
Right. And the reason was, everybody said, because the Attorney General was in the lead in fighting Trump. And Bennett could not make a case that he would fight Trump as vigorously as this guy. Yeah.
Right. So
people are angry. People want candidates who will fight MAGA. MAGA is a small movement. The overwhelming majority of the American people want it gone. It's just that simple. All right, we're done this week.
It can't go soon enough.
No, it can't. But they're doing their best to rig the election to make sure they don't go.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about this in future weeks.
Yeah, see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place.